Well, I make mistake every time I do ceramics. That's the baseline.
That's quite fantastic because if you think about it, you're telling us that doing your everyday job is about making mistakes. How fantastic is that?
Well, it's fantastic if you're doing a podcast on making mistakes.
Welcome to We All Make Mistakes, the podcast that finds value in what everyone else is trying to avoid, getting it wrong. Or, as Barack Obama once put it, screwing it up. My mission here is to challenge what it means to be successful and to show you that people at the top of their games have not always made perfect choices. Reassuring, right? My name is Ben Voyer, and I'm a professor of entrepreneurship at ESCP Business School and a behavioral scientist. My job is to understand and change people's behavior to make them better at what they do. But we're not here to talk about me, hey? My guest today is Emmanuel Boss. He's a critically acclaimed ceramic artist. He holds a PhD from the Royal College of Arts, and he studies the poetic of glaze, but also mistakes and the role that mistakes can play in the aesthetic of ceramic practices. Interestingly, he's a trained business graduate, having studied at one of France's top business schools. In today's episode, we take a different look at mistakes and we take the point of view of the artist. We will learn how and why artists make mistakes and how they learn from them. Even though this is not related to management, we'll see that actually artists need mistakes, and we will be able to project and discuss with Emmanuel on how we can also learn from these mistakes as managers. And we'll learn from artists how we can actually learn to enjoy our own mistakes.
I'm going to start with an open question, but do you make mistakes?
Well, I make mistake every time I do ceramics. That's the baseline. And ceramics to me is often and mainly about mistakes, or about not making or not being able to make what you would like to make. So it's very unsatisfying in a way to start with.
That's quite fantastic because if you think about it, you're telling us that doing your everyday job is about making mistakes. How fantastic is that?
Well, it's fantastic if you're doing a podcast on making mistakes and trying to find what is very positive about mistakes, but it's still you can't take the frustration that this also brings, because a mistake to be a mistake has to have some kind of authenticity, or this is at least the way I look at it. There is a paradox here. I know I am not going to succeed, or I know that my intention are likely to be questioned and deceived by the ceramic process. I open the kiln's door and I encounter a piece which is cut in the middle, or which is cracked or exploded or fell together. This is a true deception. This is a true frustration. The thing you need to do at this point, and the thing I've learned to do at this point, is to put things aside and to let them grow, to let them live their lives. And at some point, either you'll see one day that it has something, or that it doesn't, and then you can discard it. But before naming it as a true accident or as a true mistake, you need time and to let things mature, to let things grow on you. And I've experienced that some of the arts, some of the pieces, and some of my favorite pieces today are pieces that when I opened the kiln's door, I thought, oh my God, it's what a mistake, what an accident, it's ruined. I can, and I was just about to discard it and break it. And eventually, I or someone else, because other people can also help you, these things you otherwise wouldn't be able to see.
So it's fascinating because what you're saying is that not all mistakes are born equal in a way.
I think a mistake is it's always a mistake. It's always an accident. It's always something that didn't go as planned. I mean, with insight, I now know that the mistakes that have the potential of touching you, triggering an artistic emotion, triggering an artistic interest, are the one that are on the cusp of they're a frontier. If they're mistakes which are not fully so. They could almost be success. They're between failure and success. Exactly. I mean, that's how I look at them today.
Is there anything that you would do or you'd say you'd do differently if you were to start again in your career at the beginning? Did you bet on some things that didn't turn out to come the way you wanted, or were you told to do something and you religiously followed and it didn't quite help the way you thought it would?
I was given a piece of advice from a today very famous and successful artist, far more successful than I am. His name is Edmond Deval. I went to see him and talked to him and asked him about becoming a ceramic artist. He wasn't yet the artist and he is today. And we discussed this, and he had this piece of advice. Edmond Deval at this time told me, if you want to be an artist, be an artist. You don't need to go to school. And this was a very good piece of advice, which I followed for some time. But then the guilt kicked in or an interest arose. But I eventually decided to go and do a PhD in art. In retrospect, at some point, I thought this probably was a mistake to do this because it took 4 years, 5 years. And I remember on the day of my graduation, I received my PhD. And at the same exact same day, same moment, same place, Edmond Deval received a PhD honoris causa from the Royal College of Art. So he had been pursuing. So I had been doing the academic career and pursuing the academic career to end up where Edmund had done through purely his art. And the difference is there was still a long way to go for me to be accepted in the art world with a PhD. And it was easier for the artist to be accepted into the academic world with a PhD honoris causa. But this was only, this deception was only short-lived because I now think, even though things may have been slower, that it wasn't a mistake and I would do it again.
In retrospect, would you or do you think you should have gone to art school earlier in your career?
I think the good thing about not having gone to art school is having been a challenger and not having been taught any rules about what the art world is or what art should be. Because had it been so, I probably wouldn't have showed ceramics in the first place because it was never considered an art form. At that time, it wasn't considered an art form. I am glad I didn't go to art school and it would have proved a mistake.
And now, if I ask maybe a broader question here, but is there a mistake you've made that you will never forget?
There are many mistakes I made that I will never forget because I hate myself for it to start with.
Why do you hate yourself for it? Do you think it's is it personal? Is it societal that, you know, society blames people who make mistakes?
Well, there's probably this the demand of craftsmanship, which society makes, which I make myself, of course. And I think to be perfectly honest, I think there is clumsiness in me, and accepting, and those mistakes are in a way due to my clumsiness, but it's about coming to terms with what you are. For me, it is coming to terms with what I am, accepting them. It's a demand I make on myself, but then I know my art is exactly there. So it's a bit of a schizophrenic situation at times. For example, there is one I remember making. It's when you fire a kiln, at the end of firing, you're supposed to, when it has reached temperature, you should close the kiln, all air entries into the kiln, where the flame go through the chimney, the eye through which you look at the inside of the kiln, all those holes should be closed hermetically, quite well, so as not to let cool air into the kiln too quickly. And I remember one night I was just rushing to go home, and I forgot. I was a huge kiln, 1 cubic meter, 2 months workload in it. And I forgot to put what you call those bunks, those bricks to close the holes. So I forgot those. And when I came the next day, the kiln was already cold, and I noticed, my God, I forgot to close the to put the bank. So I was very disappointed, and so everything is going to be broken. So I opened the door, and a lot of things were broken, but in such a nice way that some of the pieces I was doing were, there were lines, they were, actually the mistake was making drawings. They were drawings done by mistakes, because all those lines that had, the ceramic body had splintered and cut itself open, but remained somehow together. So the pieces were, it was very graphic, it was extremely beautiful, and I had a whole load of work drawn where the drawing were actually made by mistake.
Bear in mind that if you don't like making mistakes, and that if you'd like people to be kind towards your mistakes, it means that you should develop kindness towards other people's mistakes. By developing an acceptance of mistakes, you probably will benefit more from making mistakes yourself, but also learning from other people's mistakes. Did you try to reproduce that mistake to get the beautiful accident again?
No, I actually didn't. As I was telling you, there is the mistakes need to be somehow genuine. And it's not first, because there are so many parameters and so many, there's so many ways to make mistakes in ceramics, or at least for me, that's the case. So I don't want to add up another possible source of mistakes. There would be one anyway in the process. What I'm doing instead of provoking the mistakes. I've learned how to play with the mistakes. What I'm learning is how the ceramics will, where the ceramics will provoke accidents, where those mistakes are likely to occur. And I will try to propose a way so that the mistakes does not overcome the work and destroys it, and remains, let's say, not half a mistake, but remains poetic. For example, ceramics tend to crack open, and I've learned to know where in depending on the pieces where they could crack, and then I play with the glaze so that the glaze will fill those cracks. I've learned to play with the ceramic process, and I'm playing with the mistakes themselves. So with drops, with fluidity, with slits and cuts. Yes.
Can you or do you intentionally try to make mistakes?
Never. I never intentionally make mistakes. I was fascinated by mistakes from very early on, but I asked myself, and this is one of the reasons I embarked on a PhD, I was afraid that with learning, I would come to the point where mistakes would be impossible. I was adamant not making fake mistakes or provoking those mistakes, and they're easy enough to make in ceramics. So you don't have to search for them. They're coming anyway.
The interesting paradox here, obviously, is that you're both cherishing some of the mistakes that lead to beautiful art creations. But at the same time, what you're saying is that you can't sort of organize a process that leads to a beautiful mistake or a successful mistake.
No, because I think I make ceramics and accidents and mistakes in ceramics as an art form, or this could be my style, so to speak. The main element of practicing this for me, or the reason I'm doing this, is that I need this aesthetic encounter myself. And there wouldn't be an aesthetic encounter if I wasn't authentically surprised. I mean, at first disappointed, and then eventually surprised and touched by the mistakes I've made. So there is absolutely no way I'm going to do this, because my job is about creating an emotion and an artistic encounter that I myself experience. And that's how I decide or how I recognize this has an artistic potential. Otherwise, I just discard it.
Do you think there should be more room for an open discussion around the fact that the artist practice can progress through mistakes?
I think artists are pretty honest about the mistakes they make, and there is many examples of discoveries in art, or of art made by mistakes, or colors discovered, or processes discovered by mistake. The craftsmanship of art as we used to, and in some ways it's a good thing. Of course there are drawbacks to this, but so mistakes are allowed, and I think many art forms are also sought for. I hope artists are honest about this, but there was a time where artists, and especially in ceramics, because ceramics is about, it's very much about strength. It's very much about dominating your subject, dominating your craft, knowing your craft, being the perfect craftsman. So there was a time where it was all about manlyhood, you know, how strong you were, how dominant you could be, and how little space you would leave materials and ceramics to counter your project and your virtuosity. But but I think today it's different, and it evolved very well in accepting imperfection, mistakes, accidents into the process.
And do you think artists that make mistakes become better artists?
I'm not sure they're better artists. I personally think I value this imperfect art, or this art of mistakes, a lot more, and I think its potential is greater than that of perfection. And so yeah, actually you may be right, they're probably better artists, those who make and accept their mistakes.
Did your management background help you somehow in your career, maybe not to make mistakes or to learn from your mistakes?
When I was at the when I was studying at ESSEC, I remember I was very much already interested in mistakes and accidents, and there was a class in where we had to develop a specific project on a topic. It was very open, and I remember choosing accidents, career accidents, as a subject, and going on interviewing CEOs which had in their career made mistakes, or so I thought. But I was actually very surprised that it was only my perception. Most of them were quite, didn't agree they had made mistakes. Whether my business studies taught me something by judging how unwilling those people were to recognize their mistakes, I doubt it really helped me. I was possibly already fascinated by it.
That's interesting. And I think it just goes on to show how much stigma there is around making mistakes. And when we look at the literature in organizational psychology, what we know is that people that can learn from their mistakes and that encourage people to feel comfortable doing mistakes, we know that these types of behaviors are what lead to what researchers call organizational intelligence. It frees up ideas, creativity, talent. So there is a lot of stigma we need to fight in order to be able to unleash the creative power in the workplace, regardless whether it's a business workplace or an artistic workplace.
I think it's very important that the mistake remains what it is, and with its negativity. A mistake has the potential to is negative. How can you turn its negativity, its dimension of protest and dissent is essential to what it is, and turning it into something positive. I mean, I know it's what I'm doing. I'm doing it in art, but how? I mean, I I've told you that there is this element of disappointment and sadness and authenticity in those mistakes I make, and when I encounter them, it's not. So how can you in the management world, in the business world, keep this this dimension alive, if that's possible? Because I think its negativity is remains important. Yes.
Thank you so much. So I'm now going to ask you a few snappy questions as part of the Proust questionnaire to conclude the interview. What's a mistake you keep on making, but you hope one day you won't?
I hope one day I won't be clumsy anymore.
If you could go back in time and give yourself one piece of advice at a time you made a mistake, what would it be?
It wasn't a mistake after all.
I like that one. What's a piece of advice you've received that you wish you hadn't followed?
When I was still in apprenticeship, my master once told me, before doing any mistake pot, you have to throw 30,000 without mistakes. And I'm a bit ambivalent about this.
What mistakes are you the most forgiving about with others?
I'm not very forgiving with mistakes, sorry.
Take note. What is a mistake you... That's the last question and one we all love with the team. What is a mistake you regret not having made?
That which I haven't already done.
Thank you very much, Emmanuel Bos. It was a real pleasure to have you on We'll Make Mistakes. We've learned a lot today about maybe something we don't see as a part of the mistake or the kind of common mistake community, but the fact that even in the art world, you know, there are talks about mistakes. And I think it was really nice to have you in an episode where people maybe expect things to be very binary. And the vision that you've given us is that mistakes are not necessarily black or white. And we can learn from mistakes by looking at appreciating the authenticity of the mistake.
And I had a whole load of work drawn where the drawing were actually made by mistake. Talking about this, I've got a kiln running and I need to make sure I'm closing the bunk. Sorry, I just give me 1 minute, please.
Yes.
Okay, it's all done. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to We All Make Mistakes, the podcast that finds value in what everyone else is trying to avoid, getting it wrong. With me, Ben Voyer, a professor of entrepreneurship at ESCP Business School. Thanks to the team who worked with me on this podcast. Emily Oliarchuk, Lara Fogel, You Love Words, and the recording studio Laria Boutique. If you enjoy this podcast, please hit subscribe on your favorite podcast platform. And if you just can't get enough, check out Her Voice, a podcast from The Choice, which aims to contribute to women's visibility in their domains of expertise.